Casper Nyovest, Siyathandana, on 959. Kicked it off with En Vogue, Don't Let Go. That is a wonderful track if ever I heard one. Classic, classic from the 1994 smash hit. Set It Off. I almost forgot the title. Anyways, Car Drive, we are on the streets, we're on the air. Tali Franks nodding here. You hadn't been born in 94. How
doesn't
do you know?
Matter. We know it.
Okay. We got some voice notes. Somebody who definitely wasn't born in 94.
Hello, Uncle Cizwe. My name is Iman, and I'm just asking, may you please play local hip-hop, please, for me. It's a Friday. Come on, please. I may just tell my dad to give you a sweetie, please. Thank you.
Thank you. You see, now when kids are asking for it, I always say, Kaya Drive is for the children. I mean, how can I say no to that? I'm just going to break the rules. We're going to have to go with local hip-hop. I can't.
No.
You voted for local hip hop when you began.
Saying Yashuguti, we don't break rules. We don't
said,
do that. I say so.
Why, bro?
You look break the rules for me on my birthday.
Ah, you lost.
Yeah, but.
You lost.
Because I can't pretend. Don't you wanna be more than friends? Hold me tight and don't let go.
Oh yeah, look, you almost were on key. And then something slipped. Okay, Imani Gafetz, now, Nahuzo Shama Potela. I gotta be serious about this. 666 votes cost, first of all, in J 666. And it's so close. Local hip hop narrowly leading with 36%. House at 35%. I want Afro beats here. I'm to bull on 29. But there were between local hip hop and house. Hey, make sure Nga is taking a lap. Please. We need to make sure this is that to my blind. Local hip hop for the win. Nothing else. Now, I don't cook often. I can cook, I suppose, if I had to. But it's not something I do often. Today, I find out that people wash meat.
Yeah, raw meat. Yes,
people are problematic.
So, do you disagree with this idea, or do you agree with it?
I disagree, particularly with chicken. Okay, there's a lot of bacteria, and if you're gonna wash it just with water like that, you're spreading whatever bacteria is on there. Mm-hmm. So, if you are going to wash it, chef. By the way,
okay.
If you are going to wash it, can we use lemon juice or maybe even some vinegar?
Okay.
And that's going to kill the bacteria. But now you're out here spreading things and people are getting sick and you think it's COVID.
No one has ever gotten sick from that.
How do you know
that? You sure?
Has anybody ever gotten sick from not washing it?
I've been washing. It's possible because I wash it all the time, so I wouldn't know.
And you always sick.
I'm always sick, Mina.
Kitty Lou was always sick, eh?
That's not true. That's such a lie.
Let me tell you, since I started doing the show, how many times has Kitty Lou been absent?
No, man, it's not because I'm sick.
What is it for? What is it because?
I'm doing other things.
Like being sick?
No.
Fine, anyway, it's fine.
Anyway, it's fine. Whatever you say, I don't care the spread of bacteria and whatever. I wash my raw meat because I think it's good. It makes me feel better because I feel like it's not right. It doesn't look right unwashed.
And you know what I found strange? So, our technical producer, Kwame, said he washes red meat. So then he's taking it and he washes it. I'm like, dude, what's the point? Honestly, what are you trying to achieve washing a steak? Sandman, am I weird for thinking this way or what?
Not at all. And it's so weird that a lot of the people who are like pro, wash my meat, aren't on air, because we also had Natasha. At one point, her and MVP were arguing. MVP is like, no, she only washes red meat. Natasha's like, no, you should be washing the chicken. The chicken's more deadly. And I'm like, only time I will wash meat is if it fell on the floor and you wash it off like the sand.
And you
and
are
the
OCD.
Stones.
Shocking.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you cook, cooking kills germs.
Wow. Thank
you. Cooking.
Thank you.
Unless you guys are planning to eat this meat raw, then I understand you washing it. But how do you wash something and then you fry it? Like, if it has marinade, are you going to wash the marinade off and then what?
No, man.
I mean, Kwame said he washes off the blood. This and I was like, oh, my man. Become a vegan, yeah, straight, because, I mean, what is this?
Brother.
Ow. Ay.
It's fine.
I was taken aback. I said, no, we got to discuss this thing. Washing off blood, even. Ha. And Futsi, especially chicken, when you cook chicken, you start off in boiling water. No, you just throw, unless you're grilling it together, you know? But even then, the heat is going to kill everything there.
Okay. It's no, no, the taste doesn't go away, so it's still fine.
Now I know why the leftover food I had was only cabbage.
It was selling food to me.
Because there was no meat. Because you washed it away.
I didn't cook that food.
Doesn't matter.
I bought it.
Washed it away. even chicken dust right there in the mkakweni. They don't wash that thing.
And then you said the food was nice. So you actually enjoy manje.
I said the food was nice.
So manje.
And I did it again too. But there was no meat. That's a fact. Where was the meat?
Because
you washed it. Give us a shout. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp. 0636-00-959. Nah, but me kangala. We're so washing ya. Mama is up, Tenji.